it seemed as though there was kind of some pushback from industry for labeling. And maybe I think because sometimes when things are labeled, it tends to turn consumers off. But on the other hand, I think that sort of fosters a distrust between the food companies and the consumers if there's something in your food and they don't want to tell you.
Robert Ward is an associate professor of nutrition, dietetics, and food sciences at Utah State University. More and more, people are using labels to better understand what is in their food. This new standard will help create consistent labeling between the states.
In the food industry, especially now, there is a strong drive towards what they call clean labels. Producers don't want to put ingredients in their foods that have sciencey sounding names that tend to turn consumers off. And so there's a lot of interesting ingredients that food companies will use to get around using what have traditionally been food additives or preservatives in foods.
The mandatory compliance date for this standard is January 1st, 2022. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.